لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madanation, we welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. And today we'll be talking about Surah Fath. So be with us from start to end. Interesting, informative knowledge inshallah azza wa jal we'll be sharing with you. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing good deeds. And it is the saying of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. So I make this intention, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall make this intention, you'll watch from start to end because it's very short and sweet program of about 15 minutes or so. Be with us from start to end, remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. With all these intentions and many more, you can add inshallah, you'll multiply your reward. Watch this program with your family members. As I earlier said, today we'll be talking about Surah Fath, its benefits and rewards. First of all, let's talk about its introduction. This is a surah which was revealed in Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfa wa Ta'azima. It has 4 ruku, 29 ayahs. As far as the reason of its name is concerned, it is mentioned in Suratul Jinan, because in this surah, Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has been given the glad tidings of the victory of Makkah. That's why this surah is called Surah Fath. Respected viewers, in this surah, if we talk about the subject and topics which have been discussed, so main topic or subject in this surah that is discussed is Surah Hudaybiyah. And Muslims, they have been given the glad tidings that this treaty is a stepping stone for the victory of Makkah in near future. And subhanAllah, this glad tidings came true. And that's what happened later. Muslims came to know that the Sulah Hudaybiyah, that treaty of Hudaybiyah, which was agreed and signed later on, that became, subhanAllah, a stepping stone for believers to win Fath Makkah, victory of Makkah. In this surah, Muslims have been given the glad tidings. At the same time, those hypocrites, those they thought that this treaty was not in the favor of Muslims, but that was not the case later that was found. And subhanAllah, this surah is mentioning about the denial of those hypocrites. And later it was found, subhanAllah, this was actually in the favor of Muslims in a longer term. Further in the surah, Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam's awsaf, qualities, attributes, they have been mentioned. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned in the surah being shahid, hazir and nazir, present, mubashir, the one who gives glad tidings, and nazira, the one who warns from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These qualities, they've been mentioned so that non-believers, disbelievers, they embrace faith and they understand the status and maqam of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they do ta'zeem and taqeer of Mustafa, meaning they show reverence, they show respect in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Further, the signs of munafiqeen, hypocrites, they have been mentioned in this surah, and it is also mentioned that those they are disabled and unable to fight in the battlefield, for them is a relief. As long as they do ita'at of Allah and His Rasul, they obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for them is the reward of Jannah. SubhanAllah. Especially because this is the beauty of Islam. It looks after and gives relaxations wherever there is a need. And further, those Muslims, mu'mineen, they did bay'ah upon the hand of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam at the place of Hudaybiyah, in Treaty of Hudaybiyah. glad tiding of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been mentioned for those believers, subhanallah, in this surah. And the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, which happened in the shape of not engaging in war, instead signing a treaty at the place of Hudaybiyah. This is also mentioned as a fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because apparently it seemed that those conditions, those terms and conditions which were agreed upon, they were against Muslims, but in reality, subhanallah, they were in favor of Muslims. And later, the history witnessed that was the case. And that's why it has been mentioned as a fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end in the surah, it has been mentioned that Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has been sent with hidayah, with guidance and with true religion, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make dominant this true religion of Islam over all other religions. And it is mentioned Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they are kind, compassionate, soft and gentle with believers and harsh with disbelievers. And finally, promise of a great reward and forgiveness is made with those they perform righteously. Respected people of Madani Channel, now let's talk about few benefits and rewards of this beautiful surah, Surah Fath. The revelation of the surah took place on the way back from Hudaybiyah in the route between Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. When this surah was revealed, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Tonight a surah has been revealed upon me, which is dearer to me than everything in this world." Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful surah of Quran, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is referring, that is dearer to me than anything in this world. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Respected viewers, recitation of Surah Fath three times upon the sighting of the moon of Ramadan causes an increase in sustenance throughout the year. Recitation of the surah when boarding on boat protects it from sinking. Writing the surah and keeping with you at the time of warfare and carnage assures security. These are the benefits and rewards of this beautiful surah. Further, it is mentioned in Jannati Zewar, in order to gain victory over enemies, recite the surah 21 times. If it is recited in front of the moon of Ramadan upon its sighting, there will be peace for the entire year. Subhanallah. Inshallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, these are the blessings of this beautiful surah in Quran called Surah Fath. We heard about its benefits, we heard about its rewards, we heard about its introduction, we heard about its the subjects and the topics which have been mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq and power to understand the true status of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, to show respect and reverence in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, and protect us from munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and give respect to the Muslims across the globe. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of Surahs of Quran, benefits and rewards. That's all for today. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.